Thank you, Mr. President. The Republic of Korea thanks the Special Rapporteur for her report devoted to digital technologies and their impact on the right to education. We share the Special Rapporteur's view that while digital technology opens up significant opportunities in the enjoyment of the right to education, it should be carefully geared to prevent the potential risks. During the COVID-19 pandemic, digital technology has been invaluable in ensuring the continuity of education. At the same time, as highlighted by the Special Rapporteur, these experiences have demonstrated potential risks of exacerbating inequalities in the introduction of digital education. In order to ensure that unequal access to technologies does not hinder the enjoyment of the right to education in times of crisis, the Republic of Korea has been implementing national policies such as leasing tech equipment to low-income families free of charge. We have also joined enhanced efforts with partner countries, launching a targeted ODA project in assisting the development of e-learning programs. Madam Special Rapporteur, along with recent developments in technology and the pandemic circumstances, technology companies are becoming increasingly important actors in the delivery of education. In your view, how can the public and the private sector better collaborate to create positive synergies in realizing the right to education? I thank you.